Proposition number one has received the most attention. It would amend the state's constitution to change the prohibition on gambling casinos and allow up to 7 resort-style gambling centers to be built. A coalition of business and labor groups has been running ads and mailing brochures out to voters.
And brings hundreds of millions of dollars in new aid to our schools.
The Business Council's Heather Brichetti prefers to focus on what the group says are the benefits of the casinos.
We believe that the passage of this proposal will result in job creation in New York State and will result in new revenue to local governments and municipalities that doesn't involve increasing existing taxes.
Even the actual ballot language does not dwell on the actual gambling that would occur in the new casinos. Opponents say that wording is misleading. David Blankenhorn with the Institute for American Values says more casinos lead to more gambling addiction, and he calls it a regressive public policy.
It's a policy that takes from the have-nots and distributes it to the haves.
Proposition 2 would amend the state's civil service law to help give disabled veterans an extra credit advantage on exams to obtain jobs or get promoted. Proposal 3 would allow local governments to borrow to improve sewage systems without having it count against debt limits imposed by the state's constitution. 4 and 5 deal with land swap deals in the Adirondack Park. One would clear up some decades-old title disputes for owners of property on Racket Lake in exchange for donations of more acres to the forest preserve. The other land swap is a bit more controversial, though. It would allow a mining company that employs around 100 people access to mine on 200 acres of forest preserve. In exchange, the mining company would give up land it owns to give greater access to existing public wilderness areas. Willie Janeway with the Adirondack Council says it's a fair trade.
The additional 1,507 acres that would be protected if this is approved by voters this fall, and the benefits to communities, including the jobs.
Other environmental groups, though, disagree. Peter Bauer with Protect the Adirondack says it's a bad precedent to trade parkland for industrial uses.
To give that away so that it can be clear-cut and blasted and incorporated into an open-pit mine really doesn't make sense.
The final amendment on the ballot, item number 6, would allow judges on the state's highest court and Supreme Court judges to stay on the bench until they are 80 years old. The current retirement age is 70. Vince Bonventre, an Albany Law School professor and court expert, says it would allow many judges, including the current state's Chief Judge Jonathan Lippman, to serve out their existing 14-year terms.
Our best judges literally are at their best when they're 70 years old, and yet we force them to retire. I really think that's crazy.
Opponents say the amendment is flawed because it would not apply to all judges in the state and does nothing to address staff shortages in the lower courts. Polls show the public favors the First Amendment to legalize casino gambling, which is also backed by Governor Andrew Cuomo. There's far less support for allowing judges to work another decade. It's difficult to predict the outcome of the ballot amendments with any certainty, though. Many people either skip voting on them or miss them altogether. All of the ballot proposals will be on the back of the paper ballots. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.